Unit 3, pages 99 to 100. Reading. A Secret for Two, Part 3. Then, one morning, Jacques had terrible news for Pierre when he arrived. It was a cold morning and still very dark. The air was like ice and snow had fallen during the night. Jacques said, "Pierre, your horse is no longer with us." Joseph did not wake up this morning. He was very old, Pierre. He was 25, and that is like 75 for a man.
"Yes," Pierre said slowly. "Yes, I am 75, and I cannot see Joseph again."
"Of course you can," Jacques said. "He is over at the stable, looking very peaceful. Go over and see him." Pierre took one step forward and then turned.
"No, no. You don't understand, Jacques."
Jacques touched his shoulder. "We'll find another horse just as good as Joseph. In a month, you'll teach him to know your route as well as Joseph did. We'll..."
The look in Pierre's eyes stopped him.
For years, Pierre had worn a heavy hat low over his eyes, as if to keep the cold wind out of them. Now, Jacques looked into Pierre's eyes and saw something that shocked him. He saw a dead, lifeless look in them. Pierre looked as if his heart and soul had died. "Take today off, Pierre," Jacques said. But already Pierre was limping down the street. Tears were running down his face while he was walking away. He walked to the corner and then into the street. There was a warning yell from the driver of a truck that was coming fast, and there was the scream of brakes, but Pierre didn't hear anything. 5 minutes later, an ambulance arrived. "He's dead. He was killed instantly," the doctor said.
"I couldn't help it," the driver of the truck said. "He walked right into my truck. He never saw it, I guess. He walked into it as though he was blind."
The doctor looked down and said, "Of course the man was blind. See his eyes? This man has been blind for 5 years. He turned to Jacques. "You say he worked for you? Didn't you know he was blind?"
"No, no," Jacques said softly. "Only one knew. A friend of his named Joseph. It was a secret, I think. Just between those two."